Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer cast for you. After a hiatus, as usual, there are lots of reasons. And in the background this time, you're gonna get to listen to the birds. The windows are finally open here at the farm. It's summer today, and it's gonna get up to 75 or 80 or maybe 85. I don't know. Anyway, get to listen to the birds. And this is the first Geezer cast since John Kalish, some guy on NPR, mentioned it in his show one time. And I was so intimidated by the fact that somebody's actually listening to this that it sort of shut me up. And so I'm finally emerging from the shock of that. I figure the people who subscribed have probably all left by now, because I don't do these very often, but it was a little intimidating. There's no doubt about that. Lots of changes. That's part of the reason that this Geezer cast is so late, is because I changed all the computers that I use. I changed the computer that I do this Geezer cast on from Windows to Vista, and you, my unborn grandchildren, are probably never going to have heard about either of those operating systems, but you know that it's sort of the main thing right now. And I have to admit that I like Vista a lot better than I thought I was going to like it. I tried it once on the laptop, and I hated it. And so I switched back to the old computer, or the old operating system, Windows XP. But I think the reason I hated it was because I didn't have enough computer underneath it, because now I've got a nice, fast computer under Vista. And I think it's fine. You know, it works good, and I actually kind of like the security stuff. The other computers, Marcy's computer and my normal computer, are now Macs, and the reason is because my laptop got hacked, and all of the virus programs that are out there that I could find, I tried them all, and they all went through the little scan, and they said, "Oh, your computer's great, it's all good, no problem." But every once in a while, like once every two or three days, my computer, when I was running the web browser, would wake up and give me an error message saying, "The site you are trying to reach has an invalid security certificate." And there were two problems with that. One is, I wasn't really trying to go to those sites. And the other problem is that those sites had names like army.mil and firstbanks.com or wellsfargo.com. So something on my computer was trying really hard to go to high-value sites in the background. And the only reason I knew it was because every once in a while it would go to these high-value sites and the site would have a certificate problem. But who knows how many other sites my little computer was going to silently. And so, you know, I figured that I'd try and get rid of this rascal. And after a while, I failed. And so I decided this is no good. I was sitting next to the head of information systems at the University of Minnesota, a good friend, Steve Cawley, at a meeting not long ago, and he said, "Well," I told him that story. He said, "Well, you know, on the U, we've got a bajillion computers, and you'd be interested to know that the number of Macs that we've had hacked is zero." And I decided that was enough for me. So I used that as the excuse to switch over to Mac. I used Macs a long time ago, and then when I worked for various companies, they all had PCs, so I switched to PC, but I've always liked Macs. And one of the nice things about the Mac is that it'll run an image of my old laptop. I can put it in a sandbox where it can't get out to the net, and I can still run my virus-infected PC and use the odd programs that don't run on the Mac when I need them. So I'm a Mac guy now. So just lots of changes on the technology front. And it's taken a while to get all the audio stuff working right. So that's another reason why the Geezer Cast is a little bit delayed. Another big change, last week and this week, we have two college graduations back-to-back. Robert graduated from Roosevelt University in Chicago last week, and Richard is graduating from Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin this week. So this is a pretty big deal and a huge accomplishment for both of them. I'm just tickled to death that they've both gotten through that milestone. I know, it's a terrible economy, and those college degrees aren't going to really necessarily be terribly helpful for finding a job, but I think it's just a big accomplishment. I think it's, if nothing else, sort of a demonstration of discipline and follow-through and all that good stuff. And so I'm just tickled to death to be going to two graduations. I actually had to miss Robert's graduation, which was really annoying. But the broadband task force meeting was on the same day. And unlike all the other folks on the task force, I don't really have a backup. So I couldn't point to my backup person and say, you go in my stead, because I don't have one. So I really had to go. Made me mad. But Marcy was there and documented it all, and I went down to Chicago, and we had Chicago-style pizza the night before, and then I flew the red-eye back and went to the meeting the next day. Both guys have big plans. Richard is going to paddle down the Mississippi with his buddy Phil. And Robert is going to go to India. So I'm really excited for both of them. I think it's great. Meanwhile, in the not-changed department, politics continues as usual. Tim Pawlenty is the governor of Minnesota right now. He's a Republican, and he's sort of the no-new-taxes guy. And he's just vetoing stuff like crazy, making everybody cranky. Marcy was telling me that he's vetoed the funding for hospitals to take care of poor people, which strikes me as pretty out there, I guess. You know, I think that the... Again, you know, it's sort of the same rant. I think we need a little bit more occupying the middle ground and a little less of this sort of extreme grandstanding stuff on the part of both the Democrats and the Republicans. And so I was really disappointed to watch this year's budget cycle in Minnesota really not be terribly productive. But there you go. I'm not in charge. Politics in Washington is continuing in its usual fashion. And Obama, I think actually Obama is catching some breaks. I was about ready to do a Geezer Cast in which I was going to describe how Obama just doesn't seem to ever get a break. But the stock market's come back, which I find puzzling, actually. I'm not sure that the stock market's really coming back for real. There's a long history of what are called fool's rallies in long bear markets like the one we're in, and I'm not convinced that this rally is for real yet. Because if you look at all the fundamentals, we are still in a really bad spot. We've got I mean, you know, people were all excited because the rate of decline in employment is slowing down. So we're into the second derivative here, people. But we still lost close to 500,000 jobs last month, and that's a hell of a lot of jobs, no matter what. And shipping is still terrible. Housing prices are still really soft. So I think there's more bad news to come. But, you know, the stock market's ignoring me. I can't imagine why. And it has gone up a lot. It's gone up, I think, 30 or 40% in the last month and a half, which is pretty robust by anybody's account. And meanwhile, in the Washington scene and the Obama Brakes Department, we still don't have a senator from Minnesota. We have a very close race between Norm Coleman, the Republican, and the Democrat, Al Franken. And it's now 6 months after the election, and we're still battling in court, no end in sight. So I was cranky about that, but a Republican switched sides in the Senate in D.C., Arlen Specter, a moderate Republican. And so Obama's got a little bit of a break there. So, you know, all in all, it's sort of a mixed report here, my grandchildren. And, you know, not great yet, but not terrible. And meanwhile, summer has arrived, and that's always a good thing. You can listen to those birds, and I'll fade out at this point. See you the next time. Hope you enjoyed this one.